shake your shoulders and a move of your feet. We're gonna stomp to the front dance beat.
Heads up, all you Grammys, Ho-Dads, and Garage Rockin' Troglodytes. The Surf and Hot Rod event, to end all Surf and Hot Rod events, is coming November 22nd to St. Paul's Turf Club. And KFAI and Ready Rumpus Room are going to be there to watch the furniture flying. Spin Out Records, label of Lowest Straitjackets lead guitarist Eddie Angel, is hosting a showcase on Saturday, November 22nd. The knockout bill includes Monsters of the Bird Dance Beat, Minneapolis's legendary trashman, 60s Bikesploitation soundtrack fuzzmeister Davy Allen, Eddie Angel's own primitive club and axe-wielding quartet, the Neanderthals, and St. Paul's Jan and Dean Meet the Ramones, surf vocal outfit, the 99ers. This year, Christmas comes a month early to Ready Rumpus Room, and we hope to share the evening with you. Tune in Ready Rumpus Room, Fridays at 9 to 10:30 p.m. for more details, or check out the archives at www.kfai.org. Come Saturday, November 22nd, the bird is the word, with the Trashmen, Davy Allen, the Neanderthals, and the 99ers at the Spin Out Record Stomp, an official KFAI and Ready Rumpus Room event.
Gosh, Gene, that guy's smart.
Hey, get that guy out of here. Jeez.
He's hiding by that bats of insulation over there. It bothered me. What is he, about 4 feet tall?
I think so. Should have closed the garage door all the way.
He had that little kind of rat fink hat on.
Yeah.
Not the characteristic rat fink
scary
nose.
Scary.
Apologies to any rat finks. The ones in Minnetonka right now. No relation. Oh, geez. Well, please, Gene, continue.
Well, good evening and welcome to Radio Rumpus Room for this week. My name is Gene.
My name is Ron.
And you are the highly valued Radio Rumpus Room
extremely
listener.
Tolerant.
And extremely tolerant Radio Rumpus Room listener.
Ship.
Yes. And what did we just hear?
We just heard this was our long-awaited first international debut of the St. Paul's 99ers album Stand Up and Surf, and just released on the Spin Out label. Yes. No, not photocopied and wheat pasted onto a CD. Not hand scrawled with crayons on the back of an old scratchy jewel case. The real deal. Spin Out Records, and so glad to see it, and it's really a fine CD. All kinds of good stuff on there. You know, it's not just the surf and hot rod vocal stuff, you know. It's got most of its original material. And you got songs dedicated to the Ramones. You got an awful lot of Sex Pistols influence in there. Got your Eddie Cochran influence in there. You got some rockabilly songs in there. It's all good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you will have a chance to see the 99ers a week from tomorrow at the Spin Out Records Showcase at the Turf Club over in St. Paul there. University Avenue in Snelling. Well, if you're at University Avenue in Snelling, that's pretty easy to find. And then you walk one door down toward Minneapolis. Oh, you're there already. Turf Club. So they are playing on the bill with, in order, that will be the 99ers, Eddie Angel's Neanderthals, first ever appearance in Twin Cities, as far as I know. First ever appearance also of Davy Allen and the Arrows, at least in many, many, many a moon. And headlining our own hallowed Trashmen. It feels so good, Gene, to feel the knee hit the ground, genuflecting toward the money T-men. So what a great bill. That's at the Turf Club, Saturday, 11:22. I'm getting my tickets in advance because if everything goes well, they'll be sold out by day of show. It's going to be a great time, too.
Oh, yeah.
People are planning. I'm talking to them. They're just, it's big. Bigger than big. If we could create an alternate universe and say, what bill would you have that you could sponsor with or by a Ready Rumpus Room? Would it look like this bill right here?
Yes, it would. Pretty much exactly like it.
Pretty much exactly. That's right. So, cavemen, for God's sakes.
Yeah. What more do you need to know?
End of story. All right. Well, we'll be hearing more about that, and I will be giving away a pair of tickets. I tell you, it's hard to squeeze tickets out of the Turf Club this time around. It is damn hard. But I've got a pair of tickets to give away, and I will be doing it with some very interesting questions. You're going to have to work for it. This is not just third caller gets the tickets. No, third or first incredibly daunting and knowledgeable caller will get those tickets. Gene says, you'll never give them away. Well, that's why we'll start early. Later in the show. Keep you posted on that. Right now, we're going to move along and do all kinds of music here tonight.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hear first Mr. Lucky and the Gamblers. Take a look at me here on Radio Rumpus Room.
They're just a walking down the sidewalk. I can't even make a simple small talk. Baby, don't you know that I love you so? Please, girl, let me have a chance to let you know. And another day, it's just a minute for you. I say stop and take a look at me. Take a look at me. Girl, come walking down the avenue. The girl, I said, hey, what's new? But she didn't even see me standing there. She was too busy with her own affair. Good time, baby, there's something you should see. I said, stop and take a look at me. Take a look at me, girl. Baby, say you look so fine. Sure would like to make your mind all mine. But you're too busy with some other jack who lives on the other side of the track. Sugar time, babe, I say this can't be. I said stop and take a look at me. Take a look at me, please. Gonna come to your house right away. Gonna steal your heart right away. And if that cat's at your house, I'm gonna give it a push in the mouth. And from that day on, I won't have to say stop and take a look at me. Yeah, take a look at me, girl. Yeah.
All right, we just heard from Little Eva with Uptown from 1963. Before that, Freddie and the Foregone Conclusions and their version of Del Shannon's Stand Up. That's from the Wigged Out Sounds of Freddie and the Foregone Conclusions. Came out on the Get Hip label in 2002. Start off with Mr. Lucky and the Gamblers. Take a Look at Me. That was from 1966. They were banned from Portland, Oregon. And there you have it.
You think you're so smart. But that's book learning.
That's not street learning. Shh, don't tell anybody. Oh, it's too late. You told a whole bunch of people now.
Damn. I guess you got to go back down to Newton now, Gene. Get some more book learning. Before everybody else finds out. Hey, listening to Radio Rumpuser, my name's Ron.
And I'm Gene.
And you are keeping track. Period. Right? Do you know where your absentee ballot is?
Oh, no. Don't go there. Just don't go there.
I saw a bundle of those things. There was a trunk load. I think it was that, you know, the lady that drives up and down the street in that purple Honda, kind of purple-black Honda with the trunk was just flapping up.
Oh,
normally
sure,
she collects like sheet metal and things on top of the car, mattresses. So I saw her, honest to gosh, she was driving down there through South Minneapolis and the trunk's flopping open. There are these big canvas bags, absentee ballot pointed on there, you know. I don't know. Maybe she was appointed to the... She might have been appointed to haul those.
Somebody might take you seriously.
What do you mean? I hope so. Every ballot counts, Gene. I don't think I can trust you, Gene. You're trying to cover this up, aren't you? As my listeners are my witness, Gene. You'll hang for this. Oh, man. Hey, let me talk about a few shows that are coming up.
Yeah,
good idea. Thursdays in November, and December for that matter, at Lee's Liquor Lounge, Trailer Trash. Mr. Ken Hippler, I don't know if he's over there, but he's promoting it. And starting on November 29th, that's kind of like Thanksgiving weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
A special, their Trashy Little Christmas, their annual event, takes place as well. Saturday, November 15th, Memory Lanes, Cadillac Colstad in the Flats, and Sweet Mama J playing over there. Same day, Saturday, 11/15th, and Saturday, 11/16th, First Avenue Main Room, Hold Steady and Drive-By Truckers, and then Drive-By Truckers and Hold Steady. But you don't have to care, because it's sold out, unless you have tickets, in which case, remember, better show up. It's your money. I guess that means they're pretty popular shows, Gene.
I believe so.
Well, let's see. Monday, 11/17, 7th Street Entry, Holly Golightly and the Brokoffs are playing. Wednesday, November 19th, at Lee's Liquor Lounge, Davina and the Vagabonds. That band is playing there a lot in the next couple months. I guess there's a good reason for that. Saturday, the Spin Out Records Showcase, Saturday, November 22nd at the Turf Club. Trashman, Davy Allen, Neanderthals, 99ers. Wednesday, November 26th at Lee's Liquor Lounge, Al's Rockabilly Quartet. Friday, December 5th at Lee's Liquor Lounge, Split Lip Rayfield is back. We did not think we'd see their like again. But back with three members now, rather than four. So, good to see those guys.
Yeah.
Gas tank bass and all. And I think we'll just, let's see. Friday, December 10th. Monday, somehow these numbers are wrong. Sometime in early December, Dave Wolf and the Wolfmen are playing at Lee's Liquor Lounge. And on Monday, December 8th at First Avenue, Curtis A's John Lennon tribute. So all kinds of stuff coming up. And I'm sure I'm missing a lot of good stuff, too. On purpose, I did that. Unless we have something to talk about next week.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, then.
All right.
And remember, Trashman ticket giveaway later on in the show. Bone up on your Trashman literature.
Book learning.
It'll be handy.
All right. Well, right now we're going to hear from the Milkshakes here in Radio Rumpus Room.
Made her last night. I walked her home. KFAI and Good & Country are proud sponsors of Trailer Trash Thursdays at Lee's Liquor Lounge. Trailer Trash welcomes you to Honky Tonk Heaven every Thursday at 9 p.m. through Thanksgiving. Lee's Liquor Lounge is located at 101 Glenwood in Minneapolis. For more information, call 612-338-9491 or visit their website, leesliquorlounge.com.
There goes another memory.
All right, we just ended up that last set with Denny.
Hey.
Yeah?
I wanted to pay my respects to the doctor of farm, big farm. That's where the P comes from. Is that like rural? Dr. Kenneth P. Hippler.
Uh-huh.
Doctor of Twangology.
Yes.
Good & Country. Every Saturday between 1 and 3 p.m. He's got some great stuff on there. You got to go listen to it. He pulls the last couple weeks, he's been pulling stuff out of the hat. Out of that Hippler hat. Really good. Shocked me. Shocking how good it was. Enough said.
All right. And that last set, we just heard from Denny Esba and Dimples. Thanks to Kent from the Hillbilly Rescue Team for enabling us to play that.
Through our close personal friend, Dr. Kenneth P. Hippler.
Yes. And before that, The Fine Lines did Every Little Bit. And we start off with The Milkshakes and I'm the One for You from 1984. And there you have it.
There we go.
Yeah.
And time, it's only half an hour into the show.
Yeah.
Time seems to be standing still.
Oh, not for me. I can't speak for you.
I'm spending too much time on the phone talking to our esteemed listeners. At least I learned something that way, Gene. Don't you think? Hey, let's see. Anything else we need to talk about? I don't think so.
All right. Well,
so I think we're just going to, you know what? I think we're just going to move along to our, you know, so we've been talking about the big spin out records showcase that's taking place at the Turf Club. The reason that we're plugging like this is that KFAI and Radio Rumpus Room is sponsoring it. So ergo, that allows us to promote the show being a sponsor. We'll be there, have the KFAI banners up there. Gene and I will be there. And we're going to do kind of an interesting thing there. We're going to have Radio Rumpus Room under the guise of Gene. We'll be spinning CDs there. And we'll also have a guest who's in town from WFMU. Dave the Spaz is going to be in town. So we're going to have him spin some stuff interchanging with Gene throughout the night there. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. So good. And I think we may even have Dave the Spaz Travis Rahman on the show next Friday. That's our plan anyway. I should say we will, unless a meteorite hits, in which case all bets are off.
All right then.
Okay, so tickets available in advance at the turfclub.net website, www.turfclub.net, and there's a link there. And tickets are available there. Tickets will be available at the door if they don't sell at first. So simple as that, right? Right. Okay. However, I have a pair of tickets I'm going to give away right now. And so I'm going to give you a number of questions that you have to answer. So I need correct answers on all of them. First one to call me back with all the correct answers will win two tickets to the Trashman Neanderthals Davy Allen 99ers concert at the Turf Club. So please take notes. Okay, four different questions. I think that's sufficient here. Question number one, the Trashmen recorded four songs, Hot Rod songs, all written by Larry LaPole. Name three of them. Trashmen recorded at least four Hot Rod songs, all written by Larry LaPole. Name three of them. I'm going to give you five songs here. Tell me which one doesn't fit. Miserloo, Goofy Foot, Ubangi Stomp, Baja, Malaguena. Which song doesn't fit? Malaguena, Goofy Foot, Baja, Ubangi Stomp, Miserloo. Question number three. The Trashmen recorded three songs that are basically the identical song. What are those three songs? Same melody, virtually the same song, recorded under different names. What are those three songs? That's question number three. And your last question is, the Trashmen, that I know of, the Trashmen recorded at least 5 songs with the word bird in there. Can you name 4 of them? The Trashmen recorded at least 5 songs with the word bird in them. Can you name 4 of them? So there we go. 4 questions. Call us at 612-341-0980. And give us your answers. I'll be repeating these in the next after the next set, if we don't have a winner by that time. All right?
All right.
Okay, there we go. 612-341-0980.
And, well, hey, we're going to hear right now from the Trashmen.
Busting my balls.
All right, that was Davy Allen and the Arrows doing Theme from the Wild Angels from his Restless in L.A. album. And from the Spin Out on the Sundays label, that one was. Sundays released a couple years ago. At least five Davy Allen CDs, one a double CD, an anthology of his 64 to 68 work. It's pivotal stuff. We heard the Neanderthals doing Ball Buster Baby, song I heard them perform down in Chicago a year ago last July. That's from their album, The Latest Menace to the Human Race, on the Spin Out label. Start off with the Trashmen doing Bad News off of Tube City on Sundays. And all those bands, the Trashmen, Neanderthals, Davy Allen, and the Arrows, will be performing at the Spin Out Record Showcase. The Trashmen are not on Spin Out, but Spin Out handles all their booking, particularly like their overseas booking. That's the connection right there. Talk to Dale Winslow again a while back. He is. In fact, I just got an email from him last night. He's really psyched about the show. They like performing in a nice small club with enthusiastic people there. So that is going to be the ticket. Literally, that'll be the ticket there. So it's going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to it. And I do not have a winner yet. Do not have a winner yet in my questions. Maybe it's too hard. Maybe I'm only going to require you to answer three of the four questions. You have time to repeat them now, Gene?
Sure. You go ahead.
Okay. The Trashmen recorded four Hot Rod songs. They all happen to be written by Larry LaPole. Name three of the Hot Rod songs. They're considered to be some of the best Hot Rod songs of the entire, of 1964. The entire Hot Rod period. Let's see. Okay. Now I'm going to name you five songs. One of these songs does not quite fit with the others. So tell me which one that doesn't fit. Baja, Goofy Foot, Ubangi Stomp, Mizzaloo, Malaguena. I'll repeat those again. Goofy Foot, Baja, Malaguena, Mizzaloo, Ubangi Stomp. Which one of those five does not fit? The Trashmen wrote three songs that are basically all the same song. Only the words are changed. The melody is the same. What are those three songs? And question number four, the Trashmen wrote at least five songs with the word bird in them. I'll give you a hint. Surfing Bird. That counts. Five songs. Name four of those songs. You get any three of those questions, you'll get a pair of tickets to see the Trashmen and Davy Allen and the Neanderthals at the Turf Club. 612-341-0980. 612-341-0980. Call when you got an answer. All right? All right. Got it? Get it? Good.
All right. Oh, we have a little message to listen to, and then we'll be back.
Oh, let's do that now.
Yeah.
Tune in to Freewheelin' Monday morning, November 17th, as Jackson Buck welcomes Dave Simonet of Trampled by Turtles to the KFAI studio for another edition of his Guest DJ series. The series allows artists to release their inner radio DJ by bringing in their favorite recordings to share with the KFAI listening audience. Dave Simonet of Trampled by Turtles on Freewheelin' Monday morning at 9.
去，你 majuyi.
There's a woman living in my town. Her name is Agnes English. She owns a house on Hornaby Street, where the hi-hat cats gather to meet. Was a two-story house composed of all sorts, and the windows were deceiving. And what I saw looking at me that day was really unbelieving. Folks say she was sweeter than an ice cream cone, and now she owns a house of her own. She was the lady with the funny face. I like to trace the tracer. Her daddy was a drugstore man. Mother ran a gift shop. My long-legged sister, her freckle-faced brother, worked together undercover selling outlaw buttons. So take you down, it was really I like to trace the tracer.
Stand by for a very important message.
KFAI is now accepting donations for our fall CD and record sale.
Bring in your unwanted CDs and LPs and help support your community radio station. Donations are tax deductible and will be accepted Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Last day for donations is Thursday, November 20th. Please be sure that items are in good condition. Also, you can visit the record sale at the Midwest Mountaineering Outdoor Adventure Expo, November 21st through the 23rd. For more information, go to kfai.org.
And that's all, folks.
Let's all clear our throats.
Hey, I want to announce that we do have a winner right now. I'm just on the phone taking care of in getting the name and all the information there. I did get some good guesses. One previous highly esteemed caller called up and said the answers were A, Link Ray only has one lung, and B, that's why we elected Jesse the Body Ventura as governor. So I said, those are great answers. I wish I had the right question to go with them. here I'm gonna give the answers out here. Okay.
Okay.
One second, I gotta reach over here. Okay. The four songs you had to pick, three of the four. They were picked from A Bone, My Woody, Sleeper, Wildcat Loose in Town. All right. Which of these five songs? One of them doesn't fit. Mizzerloo, Malaguena, Baja, Goofy Foot, Ubangi Stomp. The answer is Mizzerloo, Malaguena, Baja, and Goofy Foot are instrumentals. Ubangi Stomp, that has words to it. Not an instrumental. Doesn't fit. The songs that were all basically the same song with different words, same melody. Bad news.
Bird bath.
Church key. All right, that's question three. And what are you laughing at? At least five songs with the word bird in them. That would be, Gene?
Surfing bird.
Bird dance beat.
Bird bath.
Bird 65. And bird diddly beat.
Oh, ow.
There we go. So I got to get some name of one of our esteemed and very intelligent callers right now. So pass those tickets away. But you know what? More tickets are available. You just got to spend a little money to get them. That's all. And more on this as we go. No, you'll back announce that song, Gene.
Yeah. We heard, let's see, from the lyrics, Mr. Band, 1967, San Diego. In front of that, John Fred and his Playboy band, Agnes English. And we start off with Nancy Sitt from Singapore, I think about 1967. That was her rendition of Love Potion Number 9.
Unique.
And now we are going to travel to Australia with Missing Links. You're Driving Me Insane here on Radio Rumpus Room and KFAI.
Oh, it's going around that I'm not as good as you. Just because I do things most normal people wouldn't do. On my feet I wear boots instead of shoes. But does that make me wrong? Should I always have to lose? I live my life the best way that I know. And what I see and what I feel and what I am is always in my control. So I what's he doing in our town today? Those phony people like them, I really cannot blame. Because that's their role and they all have to play the same. Once in a while I'll meet a girl who I know is really true. She doesn't care about my hair or my boots or if my blood is blue. In my soul, 'cause you know I live. So I don't care what other people feel. Because one thing sure, at least I know I'm real. I can't just see I'm real. Touch me, I'm real. Oh, don't know I'm real. Oh, I'm real down the steel now. Oh, I said I'm real.
Hey, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Radio without boundaries. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No, the state of Minnesota, Gene.
Oh.
Not you.
Oh.
I take you for granted.
Oh, all right then. In that last set, we heard from Don and the Good Times, actually, our second band, 60s band of the night from Portland, Oregon. I don't know why, it just happened that way.
Portland, Portland, Portland. Every time I turn around.
Yeah, next time.
Another Oregonian.
State of Oregon will be underwriting. It's in appreciation of our support of their 60s music scene. We can dream. In front of that, Devil Blair, contemporary artist with The Journeyman. And we start from an album.
Why would his mom name him Devil?
I don't know. It's shocking.
What are we going to call a boy? How about Devil?
Devil.
Set him on a life of being a musician.
But I guess the name Rowdy is popular for boys in Iowa now.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Rowdy Yates. Yeah. Yeah. Move on. Go ahead, please.
And we start off with The Missing Links. You're driving me insane. They're a band from Sydney, Australia.
I'm glad nothing like that ever happens here, Gene. Damn glad. Hey, speaking of insane activities, do you know what this is?
No. What?
Well, it's coming up next week is the record sale. That means that in KFAI studios, they are accumulating LPs right and left. And vast collections of, you know, the James Taylor collections, discography. They had like three entire albums. Who knows, Gene? Anyway, what it means is, to get to the point, Ron. Okay, Gene, I will. Is that Ron Gerber is going through the stuff that was brought into for the record sale, sifting through those LPs, and he's going to be doing the show in half an hour based solely.
Little Dan Fogelberg.
Little Dan Fogelberg, Little Sun City. There you go. Didn't we all own these albums? I think all these albums I used to own. Well, so he's going to do his whole show based on that. God help you if you're listening through that whole show. But, you know, you listen to Ron's show normally. What's different about this time? Absolutely nothing. just a little scratchier than normal, that's all. So you stay tuned. Coming at you in less than half an hour. Hey, you know what?
What's that?
I want to thank Luann, who won the tickets to the Trashman show over next Saturday at the Turf Club. So thanks, Luann. Thanks for calling in. Had all the answers. Even had that Ubangi Stomp answer on there. That's a smart gal. So there we go. So somebody's thankful that they know who she is, because she's taken him over to see the Trashmen and the Neanderthals and Davy Allen and the 99ers. Hey, I want to give, just so there's no hard feelings here, I want to give away, I got these things from Dal Winslow, Trashman, rhythm guitarist, his own self, sent me these things to, and I think we're supposed to give them away. They're like 8.5 by 11 size. They're printed on they're four color, printed one side on kind of like a plastic stock. It's really nice, almost like laminated. It's got a picture of Dal Winslow, Tony Andreessen, and Bob Reed on stage there playing, and a contemporary picture of that has the old classic Trashman logo as showed up on all the literature is emblazoned across the top, and then across the bottom half is the actual Surfin' Bird itself, as was along with the Surfin' Bird typography. The Surfin' Bird itself is one ugly guy, and he was painted on the side of the Corvair Greenbrier van that you see in all the pictures like that. He's like a big yellow. He's like has like a head of a somewhere looks somewhere between the head of a pterodactyl and like an old slipper, and then he's got kind of like fur on him, and he stands on one giant foot on a surfboard, and he's playing an acoustic guitar. That's what Surfin' Bird looks like. One ugly mother. Shut your mouth. Anyway. I'm going to give to the first half dozen so or people that call. I'm going to give one of these away. They're really cool. Look great on your wall. So the Trashman, Surfin' Bird, obviously a collector's item. I've collected a bunch of them right here. 612-341-0980. No salesman will call. You just have to call. And there you go, 341-0980. Right now, we're going to do another set of bands that are playing over at the Turf Club, and we're going to hear another one from the 99ers, new one. This one is about a song about. It's based on the old song about what does a lifeguard do in the fall. This one does a turnabout. It's what does a Scouser do in the fall? And Gina, Scouser is
a Liverpudlian.
Someone from Liverpool. That's exactly right. And so, kind of turning it on its head, shows that European influence that we value in the 99ers. So what does a Scouser do in the fall? Coming at you right now from Stand Up and Surf on a Radio Rumpus Room.
From Allerton.
Get out! shake of your shoulders and a move of your feet. We're gonna stomp to the front dance beat.
Heads up, all you Grummies, Ho-Dads, and Garage Rock and Troglodytes. The Surf and Hot Rod event to end all Surf and Hot Rod events is coming November 22nd to St. Paul's Turf Club. And KFAI and Ready Rumpus Room are going to be there to watch the furniture flying. Spin Out Records, label of Lowest Straitjacket's lead guitarist Eddie Angel, is hosting a showcase on Saturday, November 22nd. The knockout bill includes Monsters of the Bird Dance Beat, Minneapolis's legendary trashman, 60s Bikesploitation soundtrack fuzzmeister Davey Allen, Eddie Angel's own primitive club and axe-wielding quartet, the Neanderthals, and St. Paul's Jan and Dean Meet the Ramones, surf vocal outfit, the 99ers. This year, Christmas comes a month early to Ready Rumpus Room, and we hope to share the evening with you. Tune in Ready Rumpus Room, Fridays at 9 to 10:30 p.m. for more details, or check out the archives at www.kfai.org. Come Saturday, November 22nd, the bird is the word, with the Trashmen, Davey Allen, the Neanderthals, and the 99ers at the Spin Out Record Stomp, an official KFAI and Ready Rumpus Room event.
Okay, let's see. We had the Neanderthals do a song I've heard them play more than once, Go Go Yamaha, sung by the Spats. That's off their Shutdown 2002 BC album on Spin Out Records. We heard Davey Allen and the Arrows do Devil's Angels off of Devil's Rumble, the anthology that Sundays put out a few years back. The 99ers, something off their brand new album. So brand new.
We did the world premiere earlier tonight.
That's right. What does a Scouser, someone from Liverpool, what does a Scouser do in the fall? He just bothers women on the street. That's all he does. He's what a character. What a character. Great song, though. One of many on the album, Stand Up and Surf. If you go to the 99ers album, or see the 99ers play with the Trashmen, Neanderthals, and Davey Allen, you get a chance to pick up your own copy over there. So, be there. Be very there. Oh, and let's see. We're good. We're moving these 8.5 by 11 classic collectible four color posters out here. These are really neat. I've never seen one that had a big old Trashman logo, big old surfing bird, his own ugly self on there. It's great stuff. Bring them along to the concert. Have Tony and Dal and Bob sign them. That's what I'd do.
All right.
Dang straight.
All right. Well, I think for now we're going to hear a little more music. Here's Jack Earls, Take Me to That Place, here on Radio Rumpus Room.
Wanna be there when I'm old, wanna
And we just heard from The Shaken Rockers with All Heat Goes Up. They're from Japan. That is from a compilation called Custom Made Rock and Roll, Rock Men Rock, Volume 5.
That's not even all of it. There's even more copy on the front of that, Gene.
Oh,
read the bottom of it.
Hot Rod Motorcycle Tune Rock and Roll.
It's librarian's dream.
Let's see, before that, Tom Waits did Lie to Me from Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards. We start off with Jack Earls, Take Me to That Place, from a compilation of Sun label Rockabilly. All right. Do you have something to say? You look like you're poised to spew forth some words.
Thanks, geez. Just for that reason, I think I'm going to just be quiet here and punish you by staring.
Oh, all right. Well, stay tuned. Coming up in just 4 short minutes, Crap from the Past with Ron Gerber.
I'm staring very intently.
And he does have a...
Do you feel holes being bored in your forehead?
I do. I feel a searing pain. But anyway, he has selections from the record sale, such as Billy Ocean, Mr. Rogers, and Esquivel.
How could you go wrong?
How could you go wrong? But right now we're going to squeeze in another song or two. We're going to start off with Hard Rock Gunter. This is Hillbilly Twist here on Radio Rumpus Room.
Everybody's doing it. They do the hillbilly twist. Everybody's doing it. They do the hillbilly twist. Now when the fiddle starts to fiddle, everybody does a twist like this.
Now twist at the bottom, twist at the top.
Now twist in the middle and go blah, blah, blah.
Oh, twist to the middle. Oh, twist to the middle. The fiddle starts to fiddle and everybody does a hillbilly twist. Everybody's doing it. They do the hillbilly twist. Everybody's doing it. Do the hillbilly twist. Now when the guitar starts to picking, everybody does a twist like this.
Now twist to the left, now twist to the right.
Just keep on talking, guitar, we can twist all night.
Oh, twist to the guitar. Oh, twist to the guitar. Just when the guitar starts to picking, everybody does a hillbilly twist. Everybody's doing it. They do the hillbilly twist. Everybody's doing it. They do the hillbilly twist. With just a fiddle and a guitar, everybody does the hillbilly twist.
About your dances and your latest styles, I've got one and it's really mild. It ain't too rough or hard to do, and if you listen to the steps, you'll learn to do it too. First you putt, putt, putt with your right foot, and then you putt, putt, putt with your left foot, and then you shake your head, turn your hand around, you make a little spin and you look at the ground, and then you putt, putt, putt with your right foot, and then you putt, putt, putt with your left foot, and then you hump and you grunt, you hump and you grunt, and then you stop. But you can start again. You putt, putt, putt with your right foot, and then you putt, putt, putt with your left foot, and then you shake your head, turn your hand around, you make a little spin and you look at the ground, and then you putt, putt, putt with your right foot, and then you putt, putt, putt with your left foot. Push your hand right out, and then you pull them back. You push them out, you pull them back, you push them out, you pull them back, you push them out, you pull them back.
Well, we got a skedaddle here. We're listening to Clarence W. Samuels with Putt, Putt, Putt. Before that, Hard Rock Gunter did Hillbilly Twist with vocals by Buddy Durham on that. And, hey, thanks to everybody for listening, and thanks to our callers and winners. And, hey, we will see you next week. Stay tuned for Crap from the Past coming up now.